弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and friends, sisters and friends.
在主前1400多年的时候，也就是距离今天大约3400多年的一个初春的晚上。
1400 BC, or more than 3,400 years.
在古代文明帝国埃及，发生了一场人类历史中的民族的大迁徙，也就是大移民事件。
There was a big migrant of a race happening in Egypt.
大约200万以色列人在一夜之间离开了他们生活了400多年的埃及。
About 2 million Israelites, on just one evening, left the land where they lived for more than 400 years.
他们离开埃及，又返回他们祖先的故乡，什么地方？
They returned back to the hometown of their fathers. Where?
迦南美地。
Canaan, the promised land.
那圣经中多次提到出埃及的以色列人有多少人呢？在圣经的数出来以后的具体的数字。
The Bible mentioned several times how many, the numbers of the Israelites.
603,500多。
603,550.
那这个数字实际上是除了妇女和儿童以外。
And this figure does not include women and children.
当然我相信也除了利未人，也除了他们中间的闲杂人，也除了他们的公公婆婆和他们的岳父岳母。
And it probably does not even include the Levites, the foreigners,and their grandparents.
所以按照最保守的数字来计算，假如说刚才我们讲的那都还没有计算在内，那一个家庭呢，一个男人，他算是按男人算的，加上一个太太一个女人两个孩子的话，雅各有很多孩子，我们知道，我们算两个孩子的乘以四，46,240多万。
So if we
最保守的估计。
If we use the most conservative calculation.One household with one man and one wife and just only two kids, and you can calculate by 4 times 600,000, and that's at least 2 million, 240,000, 2,400,000.
面对这一个庞大的移民队伍，最最重要的事情是什么？
So let me ask you, what is the most important thing, for this big crowd of migration?
要有一个用我们的现在的话说是德才兼备的带领人，一个总指挥，是不是
？The most important thing is the commander in chief.
那这个任务落在了谁的头上
？And who got that job?
有一个叫摩西的人
，Moses.
那从刚才大家所读的那几段经文，我们看到了什么
？So from the passage we read, what did you see?
当耶和华选择摩西做以色列人出埃及的带领者时候，摩西做出了怎么样的反应
？When the Lord had chosen Moses, how did Moses react?
摩西这已经出来了，面对耶和华神上帝的呼召，摩西一而再、再而三的推脱。
We can see that Moses continued to try to find excuses.
是因为他感觉到自己的能力有限而自卑，还是因为谦虚的推让而谦卑呢？还是因为对神的信心不足而干脆退而避之
？Why did Moses react that way? There could be three reasons. The first one was that he felt inferior because lack of power. The second one is that he was humble.And the third one was that he tried to escape.
所以呢，在我们成为基督徒、开始教会生活之后，面对教会团契小组的各项施工，是否也有像摩西那样的
？So when we join the church, and we join the church life, and we face all kind of works in the fellowship, in the church, do we react like Moses did?
是因为自卑呢， 还是因为谦卑而不好意思参与教会的一些侍奉？
Do we refuse to participate in those services because we feel inferior or because we feel humble?
还是因为我们对自己没有足够的信心？
Or lack of faith on ourselves?
那我想在这里讲的是，或许我们还没有发现神在我们身上所赋予的那个最基本的什么呀恩赐。
I would suggest that one reason could be that we have not developed or discovered the gifts that God has given to us.
那现在就借着几段经文一起来思想今天的主题：自卑、谦卑，或者是逃避。
So we're going to use the passage to think about the theme today, and that is feeling inferior, or being humble, or just try to escape.
那我们首先来了解一下今天我们所读的这几段经文的背景与上下文的关系。
So let's develop some understanding of the passage we read and its backdrop.
出埃及记第二章记载了摩西成长的故事。
Exodus chapter 2 described how Moses grew up.
摩西是以色列祭司的祖先利未人的后代。
He was the offspring of the Levites.
在他三个月大的时候呢，阴差阳错的被埃及王法老的女儿收为义子。
When he was three months old, accidentally he was adopted by the princess of the Egypt.
那作为以色列人的后代，他结果在埃及的皇宫中受着王子的待遇。而慢慢地长大成人。
Being an Israelite, however, he grew up in the palace, in Pharaoh's palace, and was a prince.
那在他四十岁的时候，因为路见不平，
when he was,
悄悄地将一个欺负以色列人的埃及人打死。
When he was 40 years old, he fought with an Egyptian and killed that Egyptian because he tried to help an Israelite.
那当时摩西做梦也没有想到他的准外公那个埃及王法老知道了这个事情了以后对他还表现了不满。
To his big surprise that his grandpa, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt,
也不知道是老爷子心里想的是王子犯法与庶民同罪的原则呢，还是他当年压根就不同意他的那个宝贝的公主收养这么一个以色列的孩子。
We could speculate, maybe the Pharaoh just insists that before the law, everybody is the same, whether you are a princess or not. Or the Pharaoh, from the beginning, was very reluctant that his daughter would adoptIsraelite baby.
法老王竟然勃然大怒，要摩西偿命。哇
！So Pharaoh was very angry and want to kill Moses.
所以摩西得到消息以后就逃离了埃及。
So Moses ran for his life.
在埃及东南面的旷野，一个叫米甸的地方，在那里娶妻生子，过起了牧羊人的生活。一晃又四十年过去。
So within that 40 years, he escaped and fled to the south, southeastern part of the wilderness of Egypt, a place called Midian, and he got married and had his family and became a shepherd.
那我想请问，当耶和华拣选摩西作为以色列人出埃及的总指挥的时候，当时摩西是一个怎样的身份？
So when he was chosen by God to be the chief commander to lead Israelites out of Egypt, what kind of person or status Moses was?
我们想一下，上一周任牧师给他列出来几个，一个呢 是杀人逃犯，一个呢是一个年老的，让我们今天讲是一个年老的农民工。
If you remember the sermon from last Sunday, Pastor Ryan talked about Moses. At that time, he was a murderer. He was a fugitive. He was an old man of 80 years old. And in the Chinese language, he's an old farmer.
那我们的问题又来了，就像刚才大家已经看到了，神为什么选择摩西这样一个人做以色列人出埃及的领袖？
So why did God bother to choose such a lowly person to be the leader?
所以同样请问，神为什么选择我们这些在座的人做基督徒成为他的儿女？
And similarly, we can ask ourselves, why did God choose us to be Christians?
那我们今天就从古代摩西为什么被神拣选来思想。现代我们为什么被神拣选
？So today, let's think about this connection, these two similarities between the two events.
那在摩西从小长大，在他过去的这个80年中间，生活在埃及的以色列人是一个什么样的状况
？During the 80 years of Moses' life, what was, what kind of a life the Israelites were living?
也就是说，神为什么要带领以色列人出埃及
？In other words, why did God want to lead the Israelites out of Egypt?
出埃及记1:13写道：“埃及人严严的是以色列人做工。”14节是他们因做苦工觉得命苦。
Exodus chapter 1:13 it says, The Egyptians forced the Israelites to work very hard, and so they feel they are living a very bitter life.
那这背后的原因就是早年以色列人移民到埃及，就像早年我们中国人移民到美国以后，到最后发展以后，连美国总统都惧怕了。那当时的埃及王呢，就惧怕以色列人生养众多，人口繁茂而强盛。
The Egyptian, the pharaohs, was afraid that this Israelites would grow and become multiplied and become prosperous. So he was afraid.
所以埃及国王就吩咐他的众民说：“以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢在河里淹死。”
So he gave this order to drown all the newborn boys of the Israelites.
所以当以色列人因为不堪忍受的苦日子叹息哀求的时候怎么样
So the Israelites, they groans and beg the Lord.
耶和华神向他们伸出了拯救之手。
And the Lord extended his saving hands to the Israelites.
神要解救以色列人脱离苦害他们的埃及人之手。
He is going to deliver the Israelites from the persecution of the Egyptians.
所以神在众以色列人中特别呼召摩西作为带领以色列人出埃及的领袖，对埃及委以重任。
He gave Moses such a big challenge, elected him to be the leader.
所以出埃及记3:9说：“现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。”故此，我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
God told Moses that now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
对于神的呼召，摩西的反应怎么样？
How did Moses react to this first call?
竟然3番5次的找借口推脱。
So we saw Moses try all kinds of excuses.
还是刚才我问的问题，摩西对神呼召的推脱，从再一再二到再三再四，是因为自卑而感觉自己能力不够。
Go back to the question I asked at the beginning. Moses. Try 4 different excuses. Was that because of inferiority, humility, or he just doesn't want to do it?
你先把我把三个问题都问出来了，还是自我谦卑表现出来的谦让之心呢？还是打心眼里就不愿意而干脆退避了？那现在我们就对摩西推脱神呼召的理由和借口进行一一的分析来探讨。
So let's look into the excuses that Moses gave to the Lord.
首先从出埃及记三章十一节，我们来思想摩西首次推脱神的呼召，是因为没有能力而自卑吗？
So the first excuse, let's see if he really feel inferior.Feel he had no power.
出埃及记三章十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
Verse 11 of chapter 3 says, Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?"
从字面上理解呢，摩西这话好像是一种自卑的说法。
On the surface, you may see that.Moses said this seems to be feeling inferior.
那他的意思好像是我一个在旷野放羊群的80岁的一个老人，有什么资格去见法老国王呢？
He could be implied that I'm an old man in the wilderness, just shepherding my sheep. Do I have any qualification to see the Pharaoh?
在埃及的以色列中有那么多的族长、长老、头领。谁认得我这个在外漂流了40年的杀人逃犯、游牧族的一个老人、一个农民工啊
？There are so many elders, leaders in the Israelites. Why don't you find them? Why get me? I'm a fugitive. I'm 80 years old old man.
摩西到底有没有资格去见法老啊
？So does Did Moses really have the qualification to see Pharaoh?
他的背景的事实究竟是怎么样？
What was the backdrop? What was the facts?
根据圣经出埃及记二章一到十节记载，摩西的母亲生下他，私藏了3个月之后，实在藏不住了，就把他放在一个葡萄筐里面，放在河里边顺水漂流，盼望能有一个好人家收养。
According to chapter 2 of the Exodus.Moses' mom kept him in secret for 3 months and finally had to give up and put him in a container and just drop him along the Nile River.
用我们今天的话讲，哇，摩西真的是命大，恰巧被国王的女儿在河里洗澡的时候发现，并且收为养子。
He was so lucky that he was discovered by Pharaoh's daughter who went to the river to wash.Herself.
当时摩西的姐姐非常聪明，她一直顺着河流悄悄地跟着那个蒲草筐。
And Moses' sister was very smart. She followed this container along the river.
当她看到国王的女儿发现并喜欢上她的弟弟之后，她做了一件什么事情
？When she found out that the princess is fond of this little baby. So she did a very, very important and smart thing.
她竟然上前征得公主的同意，推荐将她自己的母亲给弟弟做了奶妈。
He went up and made recommendation to the princess, and get her consent bring her own mother.To be the nursing mom for this little baby.
所以应该说，摩西有着特殊的双重的身份。
So we can say that Moses has this double identity.
一方面，他的奶妈就是他的亲生母亲，照看带领他和他一起玩耍的姐姐、亲姐姐和亲哥哥，一个是米利安，一个是著名的亚伦。他们在一起交流的时候用的什么语言？
You can imagine when Moses was very young, and he was still in the bosom of his mom in nursing, he was The little kid that he played with was actually his sister Miriam and his elder brother Aaron. What kind of language do you use?
他们用的一定是希伯来语。
It must be Hebrews.
另一方面，摩西在埃及王宫中以王子的身份一直生活到了四十岁。
On the other hand, in his first 40 years, he spent most of the time as the Egyptian palace.
所以他应该是深知埃及宫廷内的一切的礼仪规矩，一定是说的一口标准的埃及的京腔，对不对？
So he must be able to speak the very the perfect standard Egyptian language and knows all the rules.
而且后来在旷野生活四十年，既巩固了他说希伯来语的能力，又练就了他掌握旷野生活的能力。
In the wilderness, the later 40 years in the wilderness, he again adjusted his language skills and speak Hebrew, and also developed the capability of living in the wilderness.
所以以此看来，摩西可以说是一个难得的双语人才。
So he is a person with language skills, bilingual skills.
是一个见多识广的埃及和希伯来通的全才。
He must know both cultural.
所以请问在所有的以色列中，还有谁能比摩西更有资格、更有实力去见埃及王法老？
So we can speculate that among all the Israelites, who else is more qualified than Moses?
还有谁能比摩西更了解、更具有掌握旷野生活的能力？
Also, who else has more capability to live and survive in the wilderness?
那有弟兄姐妹可能会讲说，摩西他可能是顾忌他四十年前杀人凶手的身份，虽然他的准外公法老王已经去世了。
Some will probably think this way, that maybe Moses was still afraid thatHe is still a fugitive, although his grandpa, the old Pharaoh, had died.
但谁能保证现任的法老王和他手下的人不追究摩西的杀人的这个罪责呢？
Who can guarantee the new Pharaoh would not continue to prosecute him?
况且依据他当时的牧羊人的身份，埃及人是最最瞧不起那些牧人。
Also, his job was a shepherd, and that was one of the most despised work by the Egyptians.
再者，当年摩西就是因为路见不平，拔刀相助以色列人，而以色列人呢，不单不领情，还不接受帮助，致使摩西才逃到了旷野。
Also, when he was he killed the Egyptian because he was trying to help the Israelites, but the Israelites really doesn't like him or accept his favor.
所以摩西第一次推脱神的呼召，实在是心中既有对法老王的惧怕，又有对自己民族以色列人的那种心中的耿耿于怀。
Therefore, we can see that the first excuse Moses used was based on the fear that he had toward the authority. And also, he also felt that he would not be accepted by his own people, the Israelites.
他心中是爱恨交加，对他的族人，他们是一群不受教的人，是一群不领情的愚顽之人。
He felt that his people, his own Israelite people, are not teachable, and they don't really appreciate him.
如果这个理由成立的话，摩西心中是不是还真有一些自卑的情绪？
So if those are the legitimate reasons, then we can see that there may be some inferiority complex in Moses' heart.
那今天在我们中间是不是也有一些像摩西一样的弟兄姐妹？
So among us, do we have some brothers and sisters thinking the same way as Moses did here?
身怀绝技，经历丰富，却因着一些不可知的原因，就自我判定自己不适合在教会里参与任何的服事。
It could be that you have many talents and experience, but for some unknown reason, you make a judgment on yourself that you feel you are not suitable, to participate in serving the church.
我刚才这句话没有特别指谁，如果撞上的话，那实在是怎么样？那个最常说的说话叫怎么说我？
对号入座。I'm not talking about any particular person, but if you feel this happen to fall into you, please excuse me.
所以当摩西第一次找理由推脱神的呼召的时候，神是怎样回答摩西的？
So when the first time the Lord called upon Moses, how did Moses respond?
出埃及记三章十二节，神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”
When Moses had the first excuse, God responded in this way in verse 12. God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
我们仔细来聚焦，来思想这一段的经文。实际神这是在启发摩西。
Let's think deeply. This verse is actually God trying to reveal to Moses.
问题的关键不是在乎你摩西是谁，而是在乎差遣你的是谁。
God is telling Moses, it doesn't matter who you are, Moses. It's who sent you out.
所以同样在今天我们教会，我们是否参与侍奉，关键的问题不在乎我们是谁。
Likewise, today in the church, it really doesn't matter who we are,
而是在乎那位拣选我们成为基督徒、成为神的儿女而差遣我们的那位神。
It's about whom who had chosen us to be Christians, who has sent us out.
所以出埃及记三章十二节。这里实在是神向当年的摩西，向我们今天的信徒发出了一个伟大的应许。
So verse 12, God was to Moses and also to us today. He gave us this promise.
这个应许就是他必与我们同在。
And that is that he will be with us.
那听了神这样的肺腑之言的启发之后，摩西的表现怎么样？
So after listening to God's revelation, how did Moses respond?
摩西再次推脱神的呼召，因为没有信心而出现的自卑。
He reacted with another excuse because he felt that he did not know what to say.
出埃及记三章十三节，摩西对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我们，我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们怎么说呢
？”Yes, God. What if they ask me who sent me over? How should I respond to them?
他叫什么名字
？What is his name?
难道以色列人的祖宗不知道他们所信的神是谁吗？叫什么名字吗
？Didn't the forefathers of Israel already knew that the name of the Lord？
所以摩西在这里是提出了一个伟大的问题。我可以说，差派我的神呐、啊，你到底是怎样的神
？So that question really implies this. Moses was asking this Lord who sent him out, "What kind of God?" You are.
这也是我们今天基督徒随时要准备回答的一个问题。
This is also us Christians that we need to be prepared to answer at any moment.
那在我们中间有没有弟兄姐妹受洗成为基督徒，多年之后仍然张不开口向别人分享你所信的那位神？
Is there any brother and sister who have been Christian many years, but you just don't know how to share the gospel with someone else?
或者我们不知道怎样去回答
Or don't know how to answer others' requests?
那大家都熟悉的有一个姐妹，迦南诗歌的作者小敏，是河南山村里边一个初中都没有毕业的女孩子。
Many of you know this songwriter, Sister Xiaomin, who wrote the canon hymn.
她讲过一个故事，就在她的老家河南农村，有一年有一个年老的不识字的姐妹，非常热心的传福音。
He told this story one time. He said in her hometown, she said in her hometown was such a old illiterate sister in the countryside, but she was very enthusiastic of sharing gospel.
有一个冬天的晚上，这位老姐妹已经躺下了，但是心中有一种感动，说一定要出去传福音。
On a winter, cold winter night, this old sister had already gone to bed, but somehow she could not sleep because she had the touch of the Spirit. That she need to spread, share gospel with someone else.
她自己心里也纳闷，说这寒冷的冬天，我去找谁传福音？
She felt strange because in such a cold night, who will be outside?
说她躺在床上，怎么也睡不着。
But he just could not fall into sleep.
她只好穿上棉衣，走出自己家的大门外。
So she put on her coat and went out.
结果不远处呢，看到一个平时最爱讽刺这帮基督徒的一个妇女，要去附近的公共厕所上厕所。
Immediately she saw this lady who used to ridicule Christians. That person happened to want to go to that public toilet.
那在当年河南农村，许多家庭没有厕所，都是在外边一个很简陋的一个公共厕所。
In the countryside in Henan, it's very common that there's no, in regular houses, they don't have the restrooms, so there's only one public outside.
那这位老姐妹想，难道神就是让我跟这位哇，嘴巴很厉害的一个姐妹传福音吗？
So this old lady was thinking, does Lord want me to share gospel with this person who ridicules Christians all the time?
他心想，那好吧，我就在这等着，等他从厕所出来以后，我就上去跟他传福音。
So she said, okay, I'll wait outside until she came out.
结果左等右等，他就不出来。
But after quite a while, that person just did not come out.
说这么冷的天，这位姐妹就披着棉袄到了墙外边，就说了一句话说，我告诉你，信耶稣上天堂，不信耶稣下地狱。
So against the wall,she shouted, I tell you, if you believe in Christ, you will go to heaven. If you don't, then you go to hell.
然后她扭头就回家，躺在床上呼呼就睡着。
Then she ran away and go home and fell into sleep.
可是那位中年妇女呢，第二天慌慌张张地跑到他们教会，说她一夜都没有睡好觉。她说，你们的神真神呢，昨天晚上亲自来找我来了。
And the next morning, she found out this lady show up in her church and was telling everybody that your God is really miraculous, that he spoke to me last night. He found me.
如果同样一句话，信耶稣上天堂，不信耶稣下地狱，是在白天她跟这位姐妹讲，恐怕又引来很长一段时间的辩论了，是不是？
So if that same words or sentence was shared in the daylight time, then that lady probably would not listen to it.
所以我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So we should not quench the touch of the Holy Spirit.
那从出埃及记三章十四到二十二节，神进一步就在摩西拒绝神的时候，神进一步的启发他要向以色列民 行拯救的细节之后，摩西表现怎么样？
Then in chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, God gave Moses a lot of details about how to lead the Israelites out. But still, Moses did not accept it.
他不但没有欣然接受，而是第三次的推脱。
And even worse, he came up with the third excuse.
出埃及记四章一节。
Excuse.
摩西再三推脱神的呼召。因没有权柄而表现出自卑。
This third excuse shows that his inferiority from his lack of authority.
那出埃及四章一节，摩西回答说：“他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。”
Chapter 4, verse 1, Moses answered to the Lord, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say?" The Lord did not appear to you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们思想这句话，当摩西对神说他们必不相信我的时候，其实是什么呀？是他自己不相信神。
Brothers and sisters, verse 1 in chapter 4, although Moses says they would not believe in me, actually it was reflecting that Moses himself does not believe in the Lord.
或者我们不能说他不相信神，但这个时候呢，他是信不过神。
In other words, he is not 100% trusting the Lord can do that.
他似乎是在说你空口无凭拿出证据了，他自己想要被神先说服。
He is not 100% convinced by the Lord.
换句话说呢，这时候的摩西心里可能是向神要权柄的。
So in his heart, Moses was trying to ask the Lord about that authority.
可是他嘴巴上却不直说。
But he could not say it directly.
然而神似乎很轻易地看透了摩西这是在拐弯抹角的要权柄。
But the Lord clearly saw that Moses was trying to hint it or trying to find a way to get some authority from the Lord.
所以接下来神就成全了摩西，怎么样成全他？
So the Lord did fulfill what Moses wants.
就用上星期瑞恩牧师在这设给大家的那一个极普通的那个他手中每天不离手的木杖。
Last week, last Sunday, Pastor Ryan has illustrated this very simple wooden stick.That Moses used on a daily basis.
用那个杖丢在地上会变成蛇，击打河水使河水变成血水。
The stick can turn into a snake. It can also hit the river water and make the water fill with blood.
用那个杖击打地上的尘土，尘土上满了跳蚤。
And the stick can also turn the ashes on the ground to lices and fleas.
用那个杖指上天空，天上就下下了冰雹。
When the stick point to the sky, hails rain down.
恐怕摩西怎么也不会想到，自己手中那根司空见惯了的一个手杖，再平凡不过的牧羊的棍子，竟然变成了能够行神迹、屡试不爽的神杖。
So Moses was greatly surprised that that ordinary stick that he used every day would become such an ordinary magic wand.
那回到我们今天，在我们今天的教会生活中，当我们自以为神没有给我们什么恩赐，而谦卑地躲在一边的时候
，So back to our church life, if we hide ourselves.Behind, because we feel that we have not received any gifts from the Lord, or we feel that we better be humble and we don't want to show off ourselves.
或许我们没有发现神会使用在我们看起来不起眼的东西，做出那不平凡的用途。
Or we have never discovered that God would use some very ordinary things to do.An ordinary act.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹们，我们可以仔细地搜索一下我们自己。
So I wish the brothers and sisters we can search around.
看看我们有什么地方被我们自己忽略掉了的，是非常平凡的东西，可以拿出来供神使用。
Do we have something that looks ordinary but can be used by God that we have ignored?
我们的声音可能不知道，但是呢，非常适合加入诗班的。
Maybe we have a good voice that we can join the choir.
或者我们不知道，我们特别会安慰人，一句话就能够去安慰人。
Or we have the talent to comfort people with simple words.
或者我们可能不知道，当我们迈动我们的脚步，走到别人家中，走到医院探访别人，一句话不响，别人都感动得不得了。
Or we don't say much, but we go visit people, visit them in the hospital.
或者我们去看人的时候，我们只是坐在那，只要聆听，别人都深深的感动。Or
be a good listener.
我们手中的笔，一件乐器，一件普通的工具，甚至一个扫把、拖把、笤帚。Or
even just a pen for us to write a simple instrument to play. Or you can pick up a sweep, a broom to just help clean up.
甚至一块抹布，当我们拿着一个最普通的抹布帮了一个人的时候，能把别人的泪都抹出来。And
you could help others to clean up, use a mop to clean up their table or the floor, and they can be touched.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来祷告，求神帮助我们能够发掘出 我们身上看似普通，我们却视而不见的，而可以在教会、在弟兄姐妹们中间发挥出来作用的那个恩赐。Brothers
and sisters, we should pray to the Lord to help us discover those very ordinary and we have neglected those type of talents.
那我们回到经文里面，有一个问题，我想请问弟兄姐妹们：神迹本身，就是神迹奇事本身，能够让看见或者经历过的人相信什么
？Let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters. Can the miracle itself lead a person that whether that person have seen the miracle or even experienced the miracle, will they turn to the were they trust, believe in God?
能不能?
Can that?
回答是能，也不能。
And we saw answers could be either way. Some people did, some people did not.
在摩西老爷爷身上，我们看到的是什么？
What we saw in Moses.
不能，是不是？
Moses was not convinced.
神当时演示了三个显给他，让他显给以色列人看：木杖变蛇，手变麻风又复原，吃水变成血。当时就显给他了。At
that time, God showed him three miracles: the stick turned into the snake, and Moses' own hand turned into a leprosy and gray as white as the snow.
他不单是看到了，而且是经历了，而且是掌握了。但是呢，得到了这三样行使神迹的权柄，是他想要的。之后怎么样？So
Moses experienced those miracles. He had given the authorities from the Lord. But did Moses take up the job immediately after that?
摩西竟然还是信心不足，第四次推脱神的呼召。No,
Moses still lacked of the faith, and he came up with excuse number four.
他这次的借口好像是很谦卑。And
it looks on the surface very humble.
出埃及记四章十节，摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是你从对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌。”
Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue.
摩西第四次推脱神呼召的理由的重点在于说自己是拙口笨舌的。
He said that he himself was slow of speech and tongue.
你看在这里他有两个知识点，一个是我素日，就是我一向，我一直以来就是不能够能言善言。
And he even had two emphases. Number one is that I have always been this way, slow in speech.
再一个知识点呢，就是说您神，你看你从跟我说话到现在，我一直都是笨口拙舌。
Second emphasis is that, oh God, since you have spoken to me up to today, I have not made any change.
那事实到底怎么样呢？
But what was the real fact?
说到以往的摩西，前面我们提到过，从他断奶之后直到四十岁，他是在哪儿长大的？是在埃及的王宫中，以王子的身份。
We mentioned earlier that Moses spent most of his first 40 years in the palace as the princess.
使徒行传七章二十二节是这样描写摩西的：摩西学会了埃及人的一切的学问，说话行事都有才能啊。
In Acts 7, verse 22, it described Moses this way. Moses was trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in his words and deeds.
所以根据资料记载，摩西在法老的王宫中所接受的基本教育应该包括文学、书写、军事、搏斗。
I do some research and found out that in the ancient time, the prince has to go through the training of writing, military strategy, and fighting.
另外，作为一个王子，他还学习了一个重要的，就是埃及在外交事务上必须掌握的外语。
And he also has to be trained in handle the foreign affairs.
还有一个最最重要的，就是在当时埃及人非常非常推崇的人的有一项才华，这个才华呢，就是演说和辩论中表现出来出色的能力。
And the Egyptians give very high honor to those who are talented in debate.
他摩西曾经在王宫中学习、训练、实践了四十年。
So we saw Moses has been trained and practiced for 40 years in public speaking and even debates.
但是今天仍然有一些神学家还替摩西开脱，说他离开埃及已经四十年了，整天在旷野与羊群野兽打交道，远离文明，孤陋寡闻，单调蛮荒的生活四十年了。
Maybe some doubter said that he had left the palace for 40 years and he spent 40 years with the sheep and fighting against the beasts in the wilderness.
说他已经变得不善言辞了。
So he probably didn't know how to talk.
可是从前面那四次推脱神，从他自己的言辞我们来判断，用才思敏捷、对答如流来形容他摩西的口才，我相信不为过。
But if you saw how Moses used those four different excuses against God's calling, I can give him a comment like this. He's very quick and witty, and he's very articulate.
中国大陆有几位老传道人现在就相继都已经去世了，有袁向臣、林献高、谢摩善、杨新肥，他们先后在监狱中度过了二十年左右，甚至更多的时间。
And I remember several old pastors. They spent more than 20 years in jail in China. But
在监狱中，他们是绝对见不到圣经的。但是出了监狱之后呢，他们依然在北京、在上海、在厦门等等各地热心的传福音、建立教会、教导弟兄姐妹的，况且也深深的受到弟兄姐妹的热爱。
But after they were released from the jail, they continue to preach God's words and bring people to the Lord, and they were well respected.
好，还是回到我们经文。另外，或许有人还同情摩西，说他离开王宫40年，浪迹旷野，以牧羊为生，所以他年轻时候的气盛已经被磨去了，留下的是谦卑之心。
Some people will give Moses this excuse that he has spent 40 years wandering and being a shepherd, so he may not have that when he was young, he had that swagger. Okay, he lost that swagger today, and he became very humble.
就看他与神说话那些用词儿。说主啊，您对仆人说话呀，等等，显得他是多么的谦卑，多么的恭敬啊。
And from the words that he said to the Lord, you can tell that he was humble and respectful.
所以，否则他就不会在后面的6章12、30节两次跟他说，法老怎么肯听我这拙口笨舌的人呢？真谦卑啊，他。
In chapter 6, he mentioned that how can Pharaoh listen to me, such a person who is slow in words.
那如果摩西真的是因为自己没有口才而表现出来谦卑的话，我们来看看他对神所说的一句话，神对他说了一句话之后他的表现。
And let's look again, if Moses really is not eloquent, then what? Let's see how he reacted when God told him, "You go now."
创世记4章12节，神说：“现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只叫你所当说的话。”
Exodus 4:12, God told him, "Now go, I will help you speak, and will teach you what to say."
听完神的这句话，他的回应怎么样
？Let's see how Moses reacted.
摩西彻底推诿神的呼召。是因为他没有信心而退避吗？
Did he refuse to take it because he was lack of faith?
结果他丢下一句话说什么？4章10节，主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。
Verse 13, Moses replied, "O Lord, please send someone else to do it."
好一个摩西！合着他在前面再一再二再三再四的找借口托辞，口口声声的称呼主啊，主啊，您的仆人，实际上，他这个时候表现的什么呀？最不顺。
Now here we saw Moses was very reluctant and not submissive. Although from his mouth he always said, "O Lord, and your servant is here," and so forth.
摩西自称。自己是神的仆人，却不肯接受神的差遣。
Although he claimed that he is a servant of the Lord, but he would not accept that calling.
所以，当他再三推脱、再五推脱的时候，推脱不掉，就干脆向主摊牌了。
And he found out the first three excuses did not work, so finally he said he just tell bluntly to the Lord, send someone else.
爱差派谁去就差派谁去，反正我是不去。
Then someone else, not me.
所以到这，我不知道弟兄姐妹们怎么来想。这就是圣经中被后人称为伟大的先知摩西的真实的一面。
And we can see the real side of this great, one of the greatest, maybe the greatest prophecy, the prophet Moses.
因为摩西跟我们一样。是人，是有软弱的一面。
Because Moses is a human, like us, he has his downside.
当然，带领以色列民出埃及，实在是一项浩大的工程，是一件吃力不讨好的工作。
Granted, taking the Israelites, more than 2 million Israelites out of Egypt was a great project.
从后面的经文，以色列人一出埃及就不停地抱怨摩西把他们带出来， 他们骂他，他们气他，甚至扬言要重新选一个领袖带他们出埃及。
Because we saw that when Israelites got out of the Egypt, they continued to complain. They scolded Moses, upset him, and even said that they are going to re-elect a new leader that will take him back to Egypt.
更甚的是威胁，要用石头打死他和他的哥哥亚伦。
They even threatened to stone and kill Moses and his brother Aaron.
但是我们还要说，但是感谢神，无论怎么样推脱，摩西最终还是接受了神的差遣，依靠神，一步步的引领和帮助，带领以色列人走出勒埃及。
But praise the Lord that ultimately Moses accepted this challenge and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们看一下这个在线的以色列人出埃及的大军。
Let's look at this information from online.
非常的壮观。
It's a huge group of people.
新约圣经希伯来书十一章二十四到二十九节重复了四次，因着信而称赞摩西。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, it mentioned four times, saying that because of faith, because of Moses has that faith, four times.
那我们今天讨论了一二三四五，讨论了那么多，好像都是不信。可是呢，从新约圣经里边竟然四次的来重复说摩西因着信，因着信，因着信。
So it's a strong contrast. In the Old Testament, we saw four excuses that Moses used, but in the New Testament, it used four times because of faith to praise Moses.
那一个问题就是想请问弟兄姐妹们，摩西对神的信是与生俱来的吗？
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, does Moses' faith come innate? You know, come when he was born?
所以通过今天我们研讨的这几段经文，让我们清楚地看到，摩西对神的信来自于他与神的亲密的交往，来自于神对他的调教，来自于神的大能所赐下的恩典。
So from the passage we saw today, that we believe the faith that Moses has comes from his intimate communication with the Lord, come from the teaching of the Lord, and also come from the great power of the Lord that gave him the talents.
与神亲密交往，接受神的调教，享受神的恩典。
So have intimate communication with the Lord.Receiving the teaching from the Lord and receive the gift from the Lord.
那这个意思就是说，今天我们只有做了基督徒之后，才能够实现和神建立亲密交往的可能。
And it's only possible when we become a Christian, then we can have close relationship with the Lord.
那当我们做了基督徒之后，也只有身体力行的去和神建立亲密交往的关系。
And we have to carry out this effort to establish close relationship with the Lord，
也才能接受他的调教，而使我们自己得到神的赐福。
Then we will receive the teaching from him and receive.Also enjoy the grace that he has for us.
那最后一个问题就是，我们怎样才能够和神建立亲密交往的关系呢？怎么样建立？
So how can we establish a close relationship with the Lord?
祷告，读经，学习研讨神的话语。
Read the Bible, pray, and study God's words.
所以弟兄姐妹们，求神帮助我们。求圣灵刺激我们，从激励我们，从圣经中发现神在我们每一个人身上所赋予的不同的恩赐。
May the Holy Spirit spur us to discover the talents that God has given to us.
使我们能够改变自卑也好，自谦谦卑也好，或者是呢，躲在一旁的这种生活状态。
So if we are living the church life, feeling inferior, or just being want to be humble, or want to escape,
使我们的生命，使我们的生活成为他人的祝福，使我们能够成为给他人带来美好信息的管道，进而享受神所赐的属天的恩典。
We can all change from those three type of situations and become the channel of blessing to others, and we also enjoy what God has given to us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们在天上父，我们再次的感谢主，您赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Father, we thank you for giving us your precious words.
感谢主，您借着圣经教导我们，让我们把主您的话语做我们生命的光，我们生命的指引。
We thank you for your words that become the light of our life.
愿主您的圣灵激励我们，引导我们，帮助我们认识主您所赐给我们的恩赐。
May your spirit encourage us, guide us, and so we know how to live a good life for you.
我们人是软弱的，但是主您的恩典够用。
We are weak, but your grace is sufficient.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in a thanksgiving heart. In Jesus' name, amen.